This is the John McComb Show podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen to the show live each weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 980 CKNW and through the Radio Player app.
Ottawa is proposing to eliminate an $8 online search fee for a file of personal bankruptcies, which could make it a little bit more difficult for some individuals with past financial issues to find a job or an apartment. That is according to our next guest. The Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy of Canada is quote-unquote modernizing its online insolvency search records that allow users to access public records on insolvency, estates, bankruptcies, receiverships, etc., by getting rid of the search fee. But is it a good idea? Well, Blair Manton is a consumer debt trustee with Sands & Associates and joins me in the studio for more on this. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
You have spoken out and said this is not a good idea. Why so?
Yeah, I'd go as far as saying it's the most insane idea I've seen in this industry. I've been a trustee for 13 years. My firm's been around for 27 years. We've never seen anything like this. You know, to me, this is just going to encourage debt shaming, you know, judgment of folks because they might have made some financial mistakes in their past. I just don't see any reason to do this. You know, as of now, the system with an $8 search fee, it brings in approximately $4 million to government. So I've attended a presentation by the superintendent of bankruptcy, and he said it's used 500,000 times a year and people pay $8. Mm-hmm. I've never once had a complaint about that fee, so I don't know what's driving this, but I just see a whole host of unintended consequences.
Well, if it's only $8, does it really make a difference whether it's $8 or whether it's free?
Well, I think the $8 is just enough to be a barrier, and I'm talking about, you know, if you really want to find out, you'll pay the $8. But let's think about, you know, if you're an employer, for example, why would you go through the trouble of pulling a credit check where you need to get the person's permission and probably pay a little fee when you can just go to this database and search en masse everybody that you ever want to search? Think about someone who's got some nefarious intents who wants to put together, you know, a mailing list or, you know, online trolls or bots or things like that. I think throwing this data open with no cost is just going to have a bunch of consequences that perhaps I haven't even thought through.
So let me understand this. The way it is right now, you have to pay an $8 fee per file.
Yes.
So every time you go and look for somebody's background, you have to pay $8.
Yeah.
Under the new system, you'll be able to search willy-nilly en masse at your leisure, just stuffing names into the window and hitting enter.
That's essentially what's proposed, is they're going to keep the same type of an engine so you can look people up, but just remove that barrier of an $8 fee.
Oh, what does this search actually tell?
Well, as of now, it gives quite a bit of information. So it'll tell, you know, the person's name, whether they had a business, the value of their assets on the day they declared bankruptcy or made a consumer proposal, the value of their liabilities, and then it'll tell you whether they finished that procedure or not, whether they got through the bankruptcy or finished the consumer proposal. It'll also give you their address too, you know, where they were living at the time. Mm-hmm. And I know the government has said there'll be some safeguards that, you know, they'll basically, they won't give you any extra information than what you put in. But still, the chance to put in somebody's name, you know, your neighbors, your friends, whoever, yeah. You know, even I've got some politicians that have been bankrupt before who've now been elected to federal office.
Right.
I don't think they would have stood forth, you know, to be a public servant if they knew that all of their background could be dragged out very easily.
But isn't that information, in a political sense, isn't that information relevant to voters potentially?
Well, it couldn't. And I think we're getting into an interesting thing too about, can we make certain judgments about folks because they filed a bankruptcy or a proposal?
Right.
And my view, dealing with thousands of folks, is you can't. There's 100 different reasons why somebody might have filed one of these things.
Yeah.
And also it measures, John, that they've taken responsibility. They faced head on. They, you know, use the Canadian law that's created to protect consumers and give you a fresh start rather than just running from your debts. And what this search is going to do, it's going to create, you know, basically someone that ran from their debts and didn't pay anybody. They're not going to show up in this database. So an employer,
why not?
Because they didn't declare a bankruptcy or a consumer proposal. They just didn't deal with the problem.
How often does that happen, though, in today's world where somebody just ekes out and out the back door and is never found again in terms of debt collection?
Well, I'm not sure because essentially they don't come to me, so I don't know the folks that don't come to me, but I do see folks, you know, they sometimes go 20 years off the grid, you know, just running from folks, and, you know, essentially it's only the government that'll eventually get you back on track by forcing you to file your tax return. But again, if you're going to view someone as irresponsible because they filed a bankruptcy or a proposal, to me, the irresponsible person is the person that didn't face things necessarily head on, and they're probably worse off for it because they never got back to zero. They still had this hanging over their head for many, many years.
Yeah. What you mentioned the words debt shaming. What is that?
Well, it's a stigma that, you know, people, I find it's very self-imposed, but people that come into my office, nobody takes it lightly. They view that, you know, they're often the worst person in the world because they're not able to honor their obligations. So many of the, you know, values we place on our character of, you know, honesty, I follow through on my word, we feel a lot of shame when we're not able to, you know, satisfy that. And it could be, you know, for reasons that are completely out of our control. You know, maybe you had a business in the Canby corridor and they decided to rip up the street for 4 years. You know, maybe your wife, your spouse, whatever, got sick and couldn't work for 6 months to a year and you had to take time off as well.
Right.
A number of reasons why it could happen, but the idea of people feeling ashamed, you know, that's something that I deal with every day to the point where people are suicidal sometimes just because of their debts.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think that by making this more available that it could hurt your business because people would be, I don't know, less inclined to want to go and seek bankruptcy or seek a consumer proposal because, you know, they know that, well, there's a possibility that this information is going to be out there, even though it is already, except you have to pay an $8 fee for it.
But. Yeah, and I'm not concerned about the impact on our business. I'm concerned about people that need help, that need to use the legislation created by Parliament, that they're going to see this as a barrier and they're just not going to get the help that they need. So to me, this seems like it's completely at odds with the objectives of the bankruptcy and insolvency system, which is to give an honest but unfortunate person a fresh start. It's not a fresh start to me if everybody and their neighbor can willy-nilly figure out all of your details, you know, for the rest of your life.
Did the superintendent of bankruptcy give any explanation for why this is, they've decided to do this now?
Nothing. They've said they're modernizing the system and almost a little footnote, and we propose to remove the $8 fee. And that was all that was said about it.
When is this supposed to take place, and if people are concerned about it, what can they do?
Yeah, what they're talking about doing is running two parallel systems late 2017 and then running the new system in 2018. So it's definitely in the next few months. We're federally regulated. This is all a federal initiative, so your best bet would be to speak to your local member of parliament. You know, likely they're a liberal these days, and I would think if you can get this on their radar, this is just such a common sense thing, John. I don't know anybody that would say it's a good idea, and I hope we can just stop this from happening.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Blair Manton is a consumer debt trustee with Sands and Associates.